This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, August 22nd. God's word for you today is eternal. Our scripture reading is taken from Revelation 22, verse 13, and it says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. There is a time for everything on earth. However, we are finite, so we struggle because we're dealing with a God that does not have a beginning and does not have an ending. God is eternal and he does not operate in time. For God, a single day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years is like a single day. So to think that by behaving badly, you are wasting God's time is to actually waste your time, because God does not exist in time. God does not have time to waste, because God lives in eternity. Isaiah 43 verse 13 says, from eternity to eternity I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo what I have done. Your life is in God's hands. No one can snatch you out of his hands. There is no foundational problem that can snatch you out of God's hands, because that foundation was laid. Before that foundation was laid, he was God. And when the foundation expires, he will still be God. Your destiny is already done in God. And God says it cannot be undone. Time and space are the limitations of man. But God does not live in time and space. He is outside time and space. But we are in time and space. So everything has to be defined in time and space. Speed, acceleration, pressure. God is outside of that. That is why he is omniscient, which means he is all-knowing and he is omnipresent, meaning he was there at the beginning and he will be there at the end. Therefore, the spectrum we call time for us, we could count a thousand years, and for God, it is just like 1 second has just passed. It is unbelievable, and guess what? God is so large. In 1 second, God can achieve in your life what you will have taken a thousand years to do. A little boy read this passage of the Bible and said to God, is it true that a single day with you is like a thousand years? And God said, yes. The boy said, which means that $1 to you is like $1,000. God said, pretty much. The boy said to God, can I have a dollar? God said, give me a day to think about it. This concept of time is a big deal, but we struggle with it. The good news for you is this. God is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. The truth is that for every nation, for every family, and for every person, there are decisions that have been made concerning you, not by you, but people that existed before you. And those decisions are affecting you now. God is saying, he was there before it was done, and he was there when it was done. God says he can go back to your beginning and correct it so that your foundation will be all right. And this is possible because God is the beginning and the ending. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, you will testify that it is a beautiful thing to know God and to follow God. Our God has no limitations. He is boundless. There is nothing in God that is restrictive. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, you've got times and seasons in your hand. Oh, you called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man To be the God you are, you have chosen to call me your own. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.